Hey everyone, thanks for cruising around. It's Michael Kerr here from the world headquarters of Humor at Work in spectacular Canmore, Alberta in the Canadian Rockies. You're listening to Humor at Work. So I want to offer up some wacky customer service ideas from one of my favorite companies in the world. The outdoor advertising company AFA JC Deco, who I visited in Copenhagen a couple of years ago. And I've talked about them lots. I've mentioned them in past e-zines in articles because of their fabulous culture. They have a tendency to do, well, some pretty unorthodox things, outrageous things, wacky things, which is precisely why they are so wildly successful and have been listed as one of the best places to work in Europe. Their four core values are fabulous. Embrace teamwork, create positivity, spread humor, and show off your fighting spirit. And they put these values into practice in everything they do. They have gone out of their way to intentionally build a family-like culture that values and recognizes their employees and that has a heck of a lot of fun while they work hard. From random dessert eating contests to line dancing lessons designed to kick off the workday, they play as hard as they work. And they believe that their customers should have fun as well. So here are just a few of the offbeat approaches they take with their customers that has helped them stand out from the herd. When they win a contract, they send an official hugging team over to the customer's office to personally thank and, you know, hug them. When a customer cancels an order, conversely, they dispatch what's known as their military team, outfitted in army fatigues, to find out why the customer canceled and, well, of course, to give them hugs. They're very big into hugs. When a customer comes to their headquarters for a visit, a team of greeters awaits them in the parking lot and, well, presumably offers them some hugs. If a customer asks for a better price on a contract, get this, the sales reps have been known to do things like say, sure, come to our games room and play foosball with me. Then they negotiate a better deal on the contract based on how well the customer plays foosball. They'll greet customers inside their headquarters with a special welcome sign that's a nice small little touch with the customer's name on it and a plate of Danish treats. They've been known to make customers who phone in sing a funny song or say something humorous before being put through with the promise that they'll then hand deliver a bottle of red wine within 30 minutes to that customer. And they relentlessly thank and show genuine appreciation to all their customers, something we all need to do a better job at, and especially those needing, you guessed it, a bit of a hug. So as I'm recording this, it is official Talk Like Shakespeare Day, and there's a stupid wacky theme day you could do, not just on April 23rd every year, but why not just put it into your mix of wacky theme days that you could do in the workplace. Have everyone talk like Shakespeare. Or, if you want a fun meeting icebreaker opener, Google Shakespeare Insult Generator, where you can find insults that Shakespeare might have used. For example, thou villainous tickle-brained nuthook. I mean, how often do you get to call your boss an unmuzzled toad-spotted minnow or a gore-bellied dog-hearted bum-bailey? So have a little bit of fun with the Shakespearean insult generator, or for another Shakespearean theme, for a meeting opener, or just something to do, maybe fun on a Friday, use the random Shakespearean name generator to create everyone's alter ego Shakespeare name. So again, just Google random Shakespeare name generator. That'll take you there, and you can find out what everybody's Shakespeare name is. I, for example, will be going by Hamlet Andronicus. And the deep thought of the week, what if the hokey pokey really is what it's all about? Wouldn't that be sad? And think of how sad it would be that none of us actually learned to do the hokey pokey properly, if indeed the hokey pokey really is what it's all about. So that's the deep thought of the week. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, funny slogans or humorous signs are an easy way to help any business stand out with a bit of humor. Here are a few fun examples I've stumbled upon recently. From a podiatrist's office, time wounds all heals. From P&G Turf Farm, we're easy to get along with. From a muffler shop, no appointment necessary, we hear you coming. From the tarp man, we run a shady business. From the Santa Fe Meat Company, let us steer, as in S-T-E-E-R, let us steer you in the right direction. From Glenn's Pastries, get your buns in here. Salcedo Plumbing, a good flush beats a full house. From the Glacier Ice Company, I only have ice for you. And from an optometrist's office, if you don't see what you're looking for, you've come to the right place. Well, remember everyone to cruise by the old website, www.mikekerr.com. And until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.